Hi, everybody. Will Coburg and Julie Scroggins here with Family Law Talk. That's right. We're talking about all things law in regards to anything civil. And it gets a little uncivil here on this podcast. So I'm today's special guest, Will Coburg. Don't mind if I do. And our host, Julie Scroggins. No, Julie Kirkpatrick. Golly, see, that's why I shouldn't have gone live.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, it's good to be here. So I'm with Julie Kirkpatrick, and I'm taking over the show today. So thank you, Julie.
As long as you learn my name, I'm going to let you take over the show. We're going to practice that, though.
Julie Kirkpatrick, JK.
There you go.
So anyway, so this is segment two. We've got five segments today, and we already finished one, and one was very informative. I told you about my family, my upbringing.
Yeah, I have questions from that.
So you're going to have to watch the full episode when it's live, everybody out there. But ask questions because we love the interjection. Is it interjection? Intersection. Injections. Give us your injections. I'll drink some of this dragon venom.
Yeah, I want to know if that's dragon venom, huh? Do dragons have venom?
Starbucks. Right. Thank you, Mira, for this. That's good. I don't know where that squishy stuff is. It is strawberries. It tastes like those little squishy things that the kids, the Zorbies. Have you seen those?
No.
Orbies?
My kids are grown.
Yeah, well, my kids play those Orbies that, like, touch them, and that's what it tastes like. But anyway, moving on. Let's stick to the topics here. Julie, where are we?
Well, I still have a question from earlier.
Question from earlier, what
yes.
is it?
Yes, well, you know, you mentioned your parents only had sex three times and they had five children, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you've had sex twice then, and your kids think you've had sex twice
Whoa.
Because you have two kids?
Well,
is that how that works?
Seems like that's the infrequency of it these days. that just happened.
Your poor wife.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's the funny joke. So that could be a riddle, right? So, yes, I've got two sets of twins in my family and then my middle brother. And so that was the joke. My dad actually started that, so I'm sorry that I brought that to the table.
You can say anything you want around here.
That's right.
I don't get offended, as you know.
That's right, you don't. Yeah. So, but anyway, so picking up. So we met through a case, and I had actually, the wife was referred to me. I called her, and then, and this was a real estate deal for those that just tuned in, a real estate deal, civil divorce happening. And so met the wife, met the husband, and just won both of their trust, and then in the process met you, who represented the husband, and then the other attorney that represented the wife, and great working relationship, got it, made them, you know, sold it for a great price.
Yeah, and it was like in 2 days too, wasn't it? It was only on the market.
Yeah, but it took us, what, 6 months to get there at that point?
Yeah, it did, but that wasn't your fault.
Well, actually, hit on that. So when folks are thinking, oh, this is going to be easy, just like, eh, we're out of here. What gets tied up as far as real estate? Because that's interesting, because a lot of people don't think. I mean, what was all?
When you're going through a divorce, you can have issues about. Some people will hold it up because they can't decide how they're going to spend the money yeah. or who gets what portion of it. Right. So they don't want it sold yet because, it's you know, what are you going to do with the money when it comes in if nobody knows who's getting what?
Right.
That's actually an easy fix. Your law firm can put it in their trust account, or the courts can hold it in their registry, but sometimes people don't know that, especially if they're trying to do it themselves.
Right.
And the biggest holdup is if somebody files bankruptcy during the divorce, then there is nothing happening until after that bankruptcy has been resolved.
Right. And the interesting thing you said, the challenge that we had in this particular situation is we got a hot market. If you wait, the potential is you're not going to sell your house for as much as you can, so let's kind of everybody agree that we're on the same page to get this thing sold, because the longer that you wait in the shifting market, it could mean you're going to sell your house for less than you would have if you go ahead and put it on the market.
The market's changing a lot these days, hasn't it?
Market has. I mean, there's definitely a shift in the market. I think, you know, the way I explain it to clients is like, oh, I missed the window to sell my house. No, you didn't. Look, what we just saw was unprecedented. I mean, here's February, list a home here in the neighborhood. And real estate is very local, right? Like when you see these national things like, oh, there's going to be a crash. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, it's real estate is as specific as neighborhoods. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to be educated about that, which, you know, I've been in Dallas to Frisco to Southlake, Colleyville. I mean, I do my best to stay on top of all those, the different trends, the different neighborhoods where people are moving and all of that. But the interesting thing is in February, you know, the house was here. Then in March, you saw, whoa, started getting hot. So that same kind of spec house in the neighborhood, price is here because this one just sold. Then they get this and it's over. So then in April, it's here. Well, then this one gets multiple offers and then the next comp's up here. Well, we've hit that plateau, right? So unless it's just, you know, the absolutely perfect house and everything's right with it, then you're seeing less with inflation, interest rates, you're not getting 13 offers. You're getting maybe two or three, right? And buyers have pushed pause and they're saying, I want to see what's going to happen, right? Even though I know interest rates are going to kick up again, I still want to see, you know, because I don't want to feel like I'm paying top dollar.
Yeah.
So you're seeing that kind of shift happen in the market. But for sellers, I mean, I got a guy that bought a house in 2017 in Frisco in one of the newer neighborhoods for six. We got a deal. So it was priced at like $685 or something. We got it for $635. He could sell that thing for like $1.2 right now. So somebody in that situation, like, you're going to be fine, dude. And you can now actually buy something without having to, you know, go crazy.
I actually sold two houses in 2016, and it just kills me that I didn't. One in McKinney and one in Plano. And what the hell was I thinking?
I think everybody that doesn't sell second guess, everybody that does sell says, hey, I could have gotten more money for it. But those people that sold last April, I think I got some dragon venom in my mouth. The people that sold last April, you know, they also, I got clients that we sold too early. Well, no, you didn't because you got bought a house before it skyrocketed too. So, you know, it's a little bit of give and take, but the best thing to do is just find a good realtor that can explain everything to you slowly, like a good instructor or sensei, so you can have all the information to make the best decision for you and your family.
I saw an article recently that was talking about houses that are selling the most over list price, and they're pretty much almost all in this area, aren't they?
Yes. When you look at the stats where the most houses are selling, like 10 cities in Texas where homes are selling the most above their list price. I think we got it right here. And the majority of them are up here. Allen, number one. Frisco, Plano, McKinney, Flower Mound, Carrollton, Richardson, Louisville, Cedar Park, Round Rock. That's all Texas, man. And Round Rock's, well, Cedar Park and Round Rock, right? So the top eight are all right here at DFW. So DFW real estate is really hot. And what's interesting is I've had the chance to be on a team where Jan Ritchie, she was here for, she's still blowing and going.
Why do I know that name?
Well, Jan's been selling 635. She was the number one at Ebby for like 11 years.
And that's why.
Helped Keller Williams come to North Texas when Gary Keller was expanding. But she says, look, I've seen it up and down. And when it's like this on the coast, DFW always is just kind of the steady wave. So we've really got a great a great real estate market here in good times and in bad, you know.
Speaking of, we have offices in Frisco, Flower Mound, and Dallas.
Speaking of DFW, Scroggins Law Firm has offices in Dallas, Flower Mound, where else?
Frisco.
In Plano. So for all your civil needs, call Julie Kirkpatrick.
Not civil. Family law.
Family law. Sorry, civil sounds like
all about the divorce and child custody, adoption.
Yeah,
to do an adoption yesterday. I love
you adopted somebody?
No, but I helped someone adopt somebody, and I love that
because I do happy. Love that.
A lot of the divorce and stuff is
it's stressful.
Very stressful for the people going through it, and yeah. I take in some of that stress for them. So adoptions are always a happy day.
Yeah, well, my advice to all of you out there can be. Thinking about it, do your best to try to make it work.
Right.
Hope it never comes that, but if it does, crazy cases. Did you have it? Tell me about your craziest case.
No.
Y'all want to know the craziest case?
I want to hear
me?
About yours.
My craziest case. Yes. Are you my craziest real estate deal?
Yes.
Wow.
I can't talk about my client, so you get to talk.
Yeah, well, we're not going to name names no. out there. The craziest real estate deal I've had. You know, I mean, everybody's unique. Every deal is unique. It definitely is a people business. There's a lot of emotions involved. I'm trying to think of the craziest one, though. There's been times where I've had, here's one. So I think it was up in McKinney or Frisco, East Frisco, McKinney. We got, and it was before all the craziness happened. So this was probably like 4 years ago. Did all the right things. Set expectations correctly. Like, you know, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to market your home. we're going to put it at this price. This is the strategy, because I think if we do it this way, we can potentially get you multiple offers. This is like in 2017, 2018. All that happened, brought him an over-ask offer, and he was like, no, I think we're going to wait. What? Because I did my job and did it so well in like a short amount of time. Like, I beat the expectations. Like, stuff was sitting on the market for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks back in 2017 or what. I got his house under contract, over asking price with the videos I do and all the cool stuff that weekend. And he's like, man, you did such a great job. I think we're just going to see if we can get something higher. What are you talking about? So, I don't know. That's, I'm sure there's more, but like, those things just make you go, what are you?
Do you deal with a lot of people going through divorce?
You know, it's interesting. I've dealt with about four deals like that in the past, and then currently, you know, potentially there may be another one. But, you know, the whole thing about that is just staying very objective, setting expectations correctly, building trust between each, which I know is difficult in that type of situation, but I think you just stick to the basics. My job here is to make you the most money in the shortest amount of time and get you guys moving on your way and keep it amicable and cool and all that good stuff. And then build relationships, of course, with the attorneys that represent each.
You did a good job of that.
Thank you very much.
I like having you around, Will.
Well, I appreciate that. I always appreciate that. Yourself and then the other attorney on the other end. It was nice to work with two professionals and to get the job done. And I think both sides are happy now. It was a little emotional at times, but I think both of them are very happy.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I think it took us a while, but, you know, I think they came out good. Mm-hmm. You did a great job.
Hey, so if any of you have questions on my Instagram sphere of influence for Julie Kirkpatrick of the Scroggins Law Firm, please text away.
There you go.
Oh, no, I'm not going to ask that.
What?
I'm just kidding. Somebody send me something juicy. Ask us a question. It doesn't have to be about family law talk. All right, what else we got? So we talked about sales going up. I feel like I'm Joe Rogan.
I enjoy it. I told you said you were taking over. I'm letting you take over. No, so go.
How difficult has it been? So I'm Korean.
Okay.
And I have a lot of.
We got Mira behind the our producer's Mira.
Raised people that I know and that are my friends.
Right. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like, so how
feng shui.
Yeah, difficult has it been for you to, especially with the Indian population,
yeah.
The Asian population, all of this coming to this area.
That's pretty good.
In neighborhoods, especially when, you know, builders are doing their own building and
stuff, yeah.
They're doing spec homes that they're selling them. Yeah. How difficult is it to accommodate your client with doors that face a certain way and mm-hmm. windows that open a certain way and, you know, all of those things?
Right, so good question. So do I need to repeat the question to the mic? Okay, so Mira asked our producer, and she's part of the
Scroggins Law Group. Yes, yeah. She is our
and she's
business development manager.
Brilliant when it comes to that, knows all about the Google reviews and the Facebook. So Mira asked about with different cultures and whatnot moving to the area, how do I handle specific cultures or ethnicities that want like the house facing this way? Or different things like that. Is that correct?
I'm going to make you say that again. Ethnicities.
Sound like my Tyson. It's important to understand that. I'm going to eat a tiger if you keep talking to me like this. It's not. It's crazy for me right here. And I'm very. It's hot outside. And now I'm starting to get hot right here. Where's Rob?
Okay.
Oh yeah. What were we talking about? So look. The bottom line is my job is to sell the house any way as possible. So when I learn about clients come in, I'm saying, look, here's the benefits of the home. And, you know, if somebody's got something and they just don't want it and the house doesn't stack up to that, then they're not going to buy it. I'm not going to be able to change the direction of that. Oh, hold on 1 second. Let me just turn it around. I can't do that. So if somebody wants a house facing this way and that house doesn't have that, then that's just going to be it's going to be a problem for that particular buyer, right? And they're going to have to find something they want. But when I sell houses, when I list homes, I just look at all the positives, right? And I'm just like, this is why this is a great home. And, you know, perfect example. I was listing how much time do we have for this segment? Perfect example. I was listing a house and it was backed up to Reedy High School in Frisco. And it was a gorgeous house. And you walk in and you can see Reedy. And so when somebody would come in the open house and like, man, this home's great. It's got everything I want. The location's awesome, but it backs up to the high school. I mean, are you kidding me? I don't want to hear that. I said, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because if you didn't, I was going to bring it up. The band doesn't even practice on this side. The band practices on that side, and the baseball stadium's on the other side. So you hardly hear anything. And they're like, wow, okay. And I said, you know what? You don't have to buy your teenagers a car, because they can just walk out the gate and they're at school in 2 minutes just walking. So I just saved you $20,000 on a car, and I showed you the benefit and value of buying this home.
I love it. There you go. Do you get a lot of clients, like Mira was just asking about, with wanting specific doors facing west or windows, or is that just...
Yeah, you do.
Some random, strange...
No, I mean, if you have cultures that have those kind of need, clients that have those kind of needs, specific to a culture or whatever, then you just got to accommodate for it. And then you're searching homes, and it's kind of tough because you can't put an MLS, I need a door facing this way. So you just have to know, and as a realtor, you have to do your work, look at your maps, and, you know, look at all that stuff.
All right.
It's just like, I want 3 bathrooms downstairs, or I want 2 bedrooms down. I mean, it's the same thing. Like, here's what I want. Yeah. Find it for me. You deal with arranged marriages?
Occasionally, yeah. Divorces, actually, not the marriage.
Arranged
portion.
Divorces?
The marriage was arranged and it didn't work out. So,
man, I
want to
hear about
we're
that.
We're fixing that.
This is like movie stuff.
But I'm just saying, so I'm sure it could be kind of a deal killer, right? So, if you have a specific subset of multiple people that are like, and we all kind of migrate together, right?
Right.
I would think that there would be some way or catch all that.
Well, as a realtor, I can't speak on demographics. Like, I get my license taken away, so I can't say, oh, I'm like, if you want to get to know a neighborhood, you go drive it. Other than that, my job is to find you what you're looking for. And I don't direct people. I don't steer. I don't do anything. I mean, you can get in major trouble for that as a realtor. And look, at the end of the day, if a realtor does that, they're an idiot. And don't sell to this or that, because it's just their paycheck that they're affecting. So I deal with all my clients the same. You tell me what you want. My job is to go find you the best house for you and your family. And, I mean, that's it. So all that other stuff, I don't mess with it. Okay.
All right.
Are you going to take us a break? You did
no,
this time.
I thought you were taking over. What happened?
All right. This is the Will.
You've fallen off
Will
your job. Over.
So, everybody, thank you for joining us on segment 2 of episode. What episode is this? Segment 2 of Family Law Talk with Julie Kirkpatrick of Scroggins Law Firm. The host and the guest, Will Coburg, real estate extraordinaire with Coburg Real Estate Group of Keller Williams Luxury Realty. And... also actor on the TV show The Crossover on Disney Plus, coming soon to you. But we'll talk about the next segment. But we're not going to be recorded. You're just going to have to check into the full length, and we'll tag you in it on my Facebook, Instagram, fans, right?
Yeah.
All right. Boom. Adios.